Okay, everybody, this is Pretty and Reckless, the podcast. This is episode 4. Yeah. I think this is episode 4. Okay, time is flying. And today, I have two girl co-hosts with me. This will be an all-girl show. Probably the fuck niggas episode, I'm pretty sure. So y'all go ahead and introduce yourself.
I'm Ashley.
And I'm Penny. You can call me Pin Dog.
Okay. Okay, Pin Dog. So, any of y'all got anything going on? Y'all want to shout out? It don't got to be too personal, but...
Nah, my life pretty boring.
Okay.
No, you know, back to school, so I'm team kitty, so...
You know, preschool teacher now.
So. Right. Mm-hmm. I'll be hearing, like, a lot of teachers are hoes. Is that true?
Oh, my gosh. The thing about it, I just had this conversation about, I was talking to a boyfriend, and he was saying something about a teacher fucking some kid. I'm like, absolutely not.
Remember when we was in Charlotte, and our friend was telling us how he was fucking his high school teacher?
No.
Like, she taught him how to fuck, how to eat pussy, and everything.
And I'm dead serious.
Dead serious. Like,
and I'll vouch, if I'm the only teacher, I would not ever fuck none of my kids, so I'm
what if they were high school preschool?
I don't even want to even teach high school, so I'm all about my preschooler. So
if it was like a 19-year-old nigga came in there with like fronts, jewelry, sexy as a bitch, and was trying to talk to you, would never.
Absolutely not.
I think I would.
You a better woman. You a better woman than me.
Right. I'd be like, wait till you graduate.
Yeah,
and
exactly.
No.
You
lie. He of age though.
No, that's just the teacher code.
Oh, okay.
No,
clearly it's not for
teacher. But teacher Monday through Friday, and Pin Dog on the weekend.
Okay. So Penny, is it true that like teachers and I know teachers and RNs be the most like loopiest. So
wait, where do you get the RNs from though?
Wait. I know a couple of RNs that's like
you throw
loopy
in shots.
Yeah, I mean, I still love them. They still my friends.
No, I don't know. I can only speak for me. Like, you know, when I was in my college and shit, you know, I
was had fun.
But I wasn't a teacher, so that don't even count.
True.
I was just young Penn getting it in.
So Pin Dog, you in a like relationship right now?
I am in a whole sanctified relationship right now.
Just about to get engaged tomorrow.
So like, how do y'all feel about, since you in a relationship, if you like live with your nigga or whatever, how do y'all feel about like splitting the rent?
Right now I live with my boyfriend and we do split everything 50-50.
Mm-hmm.
I wouldn't feel no type of way if he take all the bills, you know. Mm-hmm. That's what my dad does, so you know, I'm not against that, but right now we split everything 50-50.
No, a nigga, if a nigga wanna move in with me, you're not moving in unless you're paying 100% of the bills.
Oh, so how do you
hear? I ain't talking. Like, in my past, I learned from my past.
Push through.
In my past, we split it, everything 50-50, and no, if you want to move in with me, because I got my own shit, and I own my house, nigga, right. You're taking over my mortgage. You're not moving in without taking over my mortgage. I'm sorry.
Now, dude, he got to have a certain job to do that.
I don't give a fuck what you do, how you do it. As long as if you can't pay it by the 15th when it's due, then you out, and your shit is on my porch. So
savage.
She's a young savage.
Yeah, like. What is going on? So what type of niggas is you looking for?
Right.
I don't know. You know.
A trick. Someone that's not stingy. Because a lot of stingy niggas around.
It
I can't
is.
Stand.
Don't
talk to me.
Stingy. See, I don't do stingy guys.
Yeah.
That's annoying as fuck.
Right.
Yeah. And speaking of stingy, that goes into the next thing I was going to mention. How do y'all feel about lending a friend money?
Okay, so bitch, so we just had this situation happen.
Right.
So I lent my friend some money. It was no big issue or whatever. It was just a few dollars or whatever. But she never paid me back, and so
major
Pin Dog fucking got drunk, took my phone, texted her, and was like, "Oh, where's the money at?"
Let
me just pause you. I just feel like, if a bitch can text you like, hee hee ha ha ha, and you know what you're doing, whatever, all this stuff, and you know you owe me money, bitch, and it's not even nothing, because, you know, we got some money. We ain't rich, but we got money.
Right.
But this is the principle. Like, don't ever borrow no shit and then forget.
Right. No,
right.
That bitch didn't
forget.
That's
what she said when Penny texted her, though. And she's like, oh, basically, like, where's the money or whatever? We're actually money.
She was like, oh,
I forgot.
Oh, yeah, ha ha. what
and
you
then she
doing?
Was like, oh, you pressing me?
What? Press mode. It was just like, bitch, you can't get my money back.
Right.
My thing is, when you borrow from somebody, you don't forget. You know that you borrow.
You don't forget.
Even
you
a family member. When I borrow from my grandma, I be like, damn, I really owe my grandma mad money. Right. I'm not paying her ass.
Right.
Like, that's how it is. When you borrow from somebody, you know.
I feel like it's got to be a certain friend. Like, you know, if my girl Ash hit me up, like, oh, she's never going to do that because she's like a boss up bitch. But she asked me, like, you know, oh, can I borrow this honey? Whatever. I got it because I know for a fact that she's going to pay it back. But there's some silly bitch that's like, oh, can I make $20? And then...
And my thing is, like, it's certain amounts of money that you ask for. Like, don't ask me for no weird-ass amount, like, $32. Like, that's crackhead prices. And they want to keep coming back. Like, if you know that the bill that you need to pay is only $40, maybe you should take an extra $20 or something just to have a little bit of...
No, my thing is, though, if you fucking a nigga and you borrowing a petty amount from me, why can't you ask that nigga that you fucking?
Exactly.
Like, okay, bitch, you asking me for $40. Mm-hmm. Okay, you sucking and fucking on a nigga every night.
And
that nigga need to give you $40.
You can't ask it for $40. It's a problem.
It's a problem because I'm not about to be sucking no nigga dick every night and you're not going to give me $40.
Right.
Fuck out of here.
And that's one thing, like a lot of bitches, like, they say, like, they fuck with, like, trap niggas. And it's like, you're struggling. Your car's fucked up. Like, your car's loud as fuck. Like, what's going on? What is he doing?
Wrong shit. Right. But I feel like it's all, like, you know, dandy, like, to fuck with, like, a trap nigga with money, because, you know, that's cool and shit. But, like, if you don't got
that
it on your own, if you don't got it on your own, if you can't survive with that nigga, like, without that nigga, then that's the problem, too.
Right.
Like, I'm always the type, and I'm not even trying to toot my own horn, but but I always was the type to, you know, to have it on my own,
right.
Like, nigga or not.
But, no, that's how it should be, because at the end of the day, that nigga living a risky lifestyle, so when that nigga get locked up, who's to say that he got money left out for you? He may need all that money for his lawyer and fight his case or whatever. So, bitch, now you out here looking stupid. No, you should always have your own.
And poor and broke and bundles not on fleek. And you
ain't had a pedicure in weeks.
Right.
So, I seen some shit on Twitter. It was like, what the fuck did it say? It was something to where... Well, I basically retweeted and I was like, when a nigga say that, they talking about he got to do 20 years and that's when I'm gone. So, like, I feel like... Like, how would y'all feel, like, if y'all was fucking with a nigga? I would say, like, 2-3 years in. So, it's not like, marriage, but it's, like, y'all
pick
serious.
Pick me, Coco guy.
So, it's, like, if he get hit for 20 years, like, as you holding him down, what is he doing?
Is it my
dog
to talk?
So,
I had a conversation with my nigga about this shit. Like, because he, like, do some stupid shit sometimes. And I'm like, bitch, if you go to jail, I am not putting no money in the phone. I am not sending no money. I'm not doing nothing. I'm going to move on with my life. I cannot. Now, I did it before I had this jail nigga. I held him down. All that shit. But.
You was going downtown?
Girl.
You was parking
on the phone. Parking on the phone. You know, to book the business.
Yeah.
Like, on a Tuesday. On the phone. Like, let me get that visit. Absolutely not. That shit is, like, tiring. And it's, like, not even popping. Like, when the nigga came home, he was trash. So, it's like, no. Yeah. I would never live that life ever again.
Right. Seriously, though. I don't fuck with y'all niggas. That's not my lifestyle.
No.
So would you fuck with a trap nigga?
I mean, I did it in the past, but it was like a talking situation. I took that money from him, but it wasn't like, no, oh, you my man.
Yeah, let's get
married. I want somebody with a 401k, you know, with some good credit, 800 score preferably, you know.
I don't be understanding that. Niggas, like, hood niggas don't be having no license. They should be suspended. It's like, pay them tickets.
Right, you got the money.
Yeah,
like,
I don't be getting that. And be needing bitches to get rentals. Like, I would never understand.
We know a few.
I be saying that I want to try, and even a nigga at my job said, like, you really don't want that.
You really don't want it.
Cause I already know, like, if you get hit with even 5 years,
even
I'm gone.
I'm gone.
A day when you gotta go upstate,
right?
I gotta get you. Like, it's over.
Like, I'm gonna embarrass you. Like, your niggas is gonna be telling you, like, yo, your bitch out here acting wild, crazy, da 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 da. And it's just like, I'm not about to hold you down because I know if the shoe is on the other foot.
It wouldn't happen.
Like, I get the same, like, you could give a nigga your last tooth and he gonna use it to smile at another bitch. So you can't trust them.
No.
That's when you gotta move on. So
even if you had 6 months, I'd be out. I can't.
Really? Damn, yeah. 6 months?
I'm dead ass.
Down for 6 months.
I'm dead ass. I just feel like that is not the life that I wanna live. And I I just can't. Like, I tell the nigga all the time, like, if you go to jail, bitch,
Juju on that Jesus. Beat. That way. Are you going to send him some money, some underwear?
If he called me, like, you know, on three-way, call me on three-way, like, you know, hey, babe. But no.
Ooh. Mm-hmm. You're not even putting money on the phone?
Absolutely not. Wow. Not, I'm not interested in no jail shit.
Mm-hmm. Kenny is just a savage. So that one experience with you going downtown, that kind of ruined it.
I was young, mm-hmm. and I just feel like as like you know, an older adult, I just can't do it no more.
Was it a domestic situation?
Mm-hmm. No, that shit was real.
That was some real shit.
Yeah, it was some real.
I feel like the only reason she held him down so long because it was her first, you know, that first love.
Yeah,
that first
yeah.
You know yeah. what? It'd be it like probably that. Was that, and it was like, you know, the loves, the little puppy love mm-hmm. shit, and what all that shit.
I swear I was in love. I swear to God.
Girl, I had like two husbands and kids. Thank God I dodged them bullets, bro.
Yeah. Like, first, your first is like, I don't know, because my first was ugly as a bitch. But, like, I don't know. It was just something about him. And I don't even like calling people. Like, I just don't fuck with him now. So he could die. I really don't care. But, yeah, it took me a minute. It took me a minute to get over him. Like, and it was, like, some 16-year-old shit. And then, like, he left and went to college. And then, like, when he went to college, I was heartbroken. Because mm-hmm. it's, like, first of all, the nigga didn't even tell me. He told me when he got the acceptance letter. Like, oh, I'm going to such and such. And I'm like, oh, okay, you're not going. So why are you so excited? He's like, no, I am going. And I'm like, oh, excuse me. Bitches ain't telling me. You didn't even tell me you applied.
Right.
I was hurt. I was so hurt for like a whole summer. Like, I was so hurt. It was Valentine's Day. I was watching 106 in Park. I was crying. Because like the week of love or some weird shit. And he was just acting so funny. Like, he got down there and like he wasn't answering my calls. Damn. And his mom was like, yeah, I'll talk to him. And I'm like, well, the nigga ain't called me. So what the fuck is you doing? And then he ended up coming back in my life like 6 years later. And we tried it again. And it just...
It was it didn't work. It was in reverse for me. I went to school and the nigga stayed here and he stopped answering phone calls and he was like, you know, trying to be a drug dealer, fake drug dealer. Mm. And I was a good girl back then. I was like really, really like, you know, in my school shit. Mm-hmm. Then I cracked the nigga Facebook, mm-hmm. bitches in the inbox saying, did my pussy get wet enough? And I'm like,
Jesus.
When I tell you, when I tell you depression, it was my first love. First everything, and then after that relationship,
the whole years came out.
That's when you became pen dog.
That's when I became pen motherfucking dog.
So what did your whole phase teach you?
My whole phase taught me. It really was a phase.
I had to restate the question.
Right. My whole phase taught me that, you know, sometimes it's okay to be a young female savage, but you know. Just slow your roll sometimes. Just slow your fucking roll.
Slow your roll. That's that's a good one. Because I feel like with the whole phase, sometimes you could get carried away.
Hell yeah. And you could do shit that you definitely regret.
Yeah. And you like, fuck it, I'm grown. Right. That's the main thing. You like, fuck it, I'm grown. And then you be like...
My main thing was... Like, because I'm on the phone crying to this nigga because I heard about all these bitches. I'm like, I can get any nigga I want. And I literally went and got every nigga that I want. And that was bad. But, you know, I was hurt, vulnerable, and all that dumb shit. I take all the years back. But it made me who the young woman I am today.
Because you Penny.
I'm Penny dog.
Penny could get any nigga.
Right.
Right.
Yes.
She bagging them left and right.
So, Ashley, have you had a pen, yo, I'm drunk.
No, I have not had my whole phase in life. Like,
how old are you, Ashley?
I'm about to turn 27, and like,
ooh, Jesus,
I freaking started dating someone at 18, and I didn't break up with him until like 24. Mm. So I was with him for so long, so it was like, really.
So it's creeping up.
I never went through that whole phase.
It's creeping up. Do you think?
It might just happen in my, you know,
before I feel like Ashley hasn't, I feel like Ashley haven't hit the whole phase yet because she haven't been, or maybe you have, but you haven't been hurt, like, to
no,
where that
he
whole
really,
phase come
he
out.
Really hurt me.
Oh,
like,
okay.
Like, yeah. When I left him, he, like, you know, like, I was, like, sick, hurt, but it was, like...
Did you cry? Because I don't never see you cry.
Yeah, that's what I said. She don't seem like that. Yeah, she don't even seem like...
I did
me,
cry.
I'm a sensitive-ass bitch.
But
I'm a cry baby. It's so bad. Like, it's so embarrassing.
I was watching Lifetime yesterday, and I was bawling.
Yeah, I'm such a cry baby.
I am a cry baby, but you got to really hurt me to that point. And he really did. He broke me. Mm-hmm. And I think that's, like, you know, either you go hoe or you don't talk to no niggas at all.
And
I didn't talk to no niggas at all. Like, I really
don't go hoe.
I went a whole year and a half without fucking somebody. So it was like, he really, like, impressive. Took me there.
Impressive.
But so, I also was pregnant, so it's like, bitch, you not about to be fucking nobody. Right.
Some bitches do.
What was the longest time you went out without sex, Coco Goddess?
Probably recently.
Yeah, but before that, it was like a year and some change.
A year.
Yeah. Actually, yeah, but I was young, so it didn't matter. But now, how long was it for you?
2 days.
Okay, we're back. Had a little technical difficulty. That's how you know you're getting it out the schmud. So the last thing we was talking about was what was it?
How long it's been since you the longest time?
The longest time. Yeah, yeah. Sexy. So how about you, Penny?
Oh, it was 3 months. I think it was 3 months with the nigga that was in jail. Mm-hmm. I ended up cheating on him. Because the shit had came out and I was messy back then.
Messy bitch.
Yeah, I was messy. Ended up cheating with him with his nigga in college, and then I went home, and then shit didn't play right.
Did he find out?
No, he probably knew though.
Oh. Ashley, you ever cheated on your man?
No, I actually
did you cheat?
No, I never cheated. Like, I mean, text other niggas when he get on my nerves, but like
that's actually cheating, bitch.
Yeah, but anything you won't do in front of him.
Right. So say, have you ever fucked another person on your nigga?
No, I haven't.
Okay.
I don't think I have either.
I never do.
We was in that in between stage. Like, I don't know if I want to leave you yet. Mm-hmm. That's how I felt. I didn't know if I wanted to leave him yet. You know, bitches will be out of the relationship for like a year. Right. Nigga won't even know.
Right.
And that's how it was with the dude until he tried to blackmail me. But other than that, I learned my lesson. I don't cheat because it turned into a bad situation.
Right. No, I never cheated on no nigga.
It's best to leave. Don't fucking cheat. Like, you know?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Did y'all ever hook back up?
Me and that Jerry bitch.
Hell no. I sent her a fucking snap of that nigga today. She said, fucking yuck.
No. So you would never hook back up with an ex?
Girl, no.
An
ex?
Yeah, I think you would.
Ex? Which one?
No, actually.
Not
the
one
that was like serious relationships. You fucking like. Nah, hell no, no.
Yeah,
sure.
None of them. All of them are jokes and clowns.
What about me?
I never heard that with your bitch. What you about your niggas. I'm like, bitch, what? Yeah, you need to get back.
No, I think I'm good.
With the BD?
Yes. Yeah,
fine.
I can see that.
I love that.
He's nice looking, though.
And that's her type. The crazy thing about it, her baby dad is her type. So it's like hard to move on, whatever, if they don't measure up to the baby.
I just find another type like him. But no, I don't think we're gonna.
I know. Whenever y'all get whole as individuals, y'all get back. Right. Y'all meant to be.
You never know what happens. That's
you can see how hard I was rolling.
I know, right?
Like, no.
So do y'all feel like when you do break up with somebody, like getting closure is good?
Honestly, I don't really care for closure. I feel like, I don't know. I feel like, what's the point?
Right. That's how I feel, too.
With me, is like, closure sometimes will be nice, you know, just to
Pinty,
be like.
Is that an Apple Watch?
This is an Apple Watch.
Okay. It was a gift. Bitches got money.
It was a gift, so don't even do me.
No, okay.
But I feel like closure sometimes, like, it can help the situations, but it's not always necessary.
How?
I just feel like when it's, like, really, really bad, like, when it's, like, it ended really, really bad, so I sit down and be like, okay, we was not good for each other, and it's okay to move on. I think
you could kind of tell when it's, like, okay, we shouldn't.
But sometimes
really
people need that talk. Like, my ex, I think closure would have been cool with that situation. He was a dumbass, stupid ass nigga. He was such a dick.
He was a
douchebag. I feel like closure doesn't solve anything. Like, and I feel like a lot of females, like, they'd be like, oh, we need to talk. And it's like,
No, they just want that dick one more time.
Yeah, you're going to get fucking raw. And you're still going to leave his house feeling empty as fuck.
Right.
So
nothing was accomplished. Because I did that before. Like, okay, I need closure, blah, blah, blah. Fake breakups. And then it's like, okay, we end up fucking. And the next day is like, oh, let's go out to eat, or oh,
and they have to start that right? same pattern,
that right. same thing. So it's
a
like,
situation,
right? What mm-hmm. the fuck happened? Nothing mm-hmm. was resolved. Nothing. Yeah. It's just we're fucking again. So it's like
this punch is good.
What's in that punch, Ash?
Yeah,
you know, sliced up an orange, orange juice.
She drew
Minute Maid and some vodka.
That shit tastes good. That's the type of shit you want to stay away from.
Mm-hmm. Right, I don't know how the fuck you drink Henny. But no.
Tonight I've been on that Henny and that vodka.
No. You know what? And you know what? A friend of mine told me like that I need to stop mixing because he said like I'm gonna wake up like blacked out.
Oh my god.
But if you're not blacked out, then you really wasn't living.
Right.
Oh.
She on her shit tonight.
Yeah. Yeah. On my birthday, I'm definitely trying to be blacked out.
But she gonna be in the A, so I would be blacked out too.
Yeah. But I didn't like the niggas in Atlanta when I went.
When I
think I went to the wrong area. I feel like I went to the wrong place because, I mean, they really polite. Very polite. Like, not no New Yorkers. Like, bitch, come here. You know, they're not like that. They're like, you know, can I talk to you for a minute?
Right.
But I feel like they was just too shy. And I don't like shy niggas.
No.
Like, come
here. When I went to Atlanta, I think it was my 21st birthday. When I tell you I was at Wet Willie's and it was like a fake club at that night. When I tell you I saw this light skinned nigga with dreads, I'll never forget. He had the plaid shirt. He was lit. He was so fucking fine.
He had the Burberry shirt.
No, I don't know what the fuck it was. It was like red, green, a little blue and yellow. Mm. I don't know what. And, oh,
yeah. I didn't find that one. I didn't see when I went in May to see Future, and I didn't see not one nigga that I was.
I even ran into one of my little Instagram followers. He was a little lift nigga. He was fine as fuck. Looked like Future. Took his little number too.
Okay.
I ain't do nothing with
okay, Pinty.
I ain't do nothing with it though. He was a little fatty, so.
That whole phase is over.
That whole phase is so over. I'm a second granny now.
Mm-hmm. That's okay. That's okay.
I guess.
So, like, one of the topics that I wanted to talk about that I keep seeing is, like, somebody supposedly, like, building a nigga up, like, okay, I understand, like, you with your nigga, like, okay, I understand, you don't got money like that, you mm-hmm. don't got an education like that.
Nah, fuck that, I did that, and this shit didn't work.
Yeah.
You know what, and I can speak from the heart from this shit, because, you know, my boyfriend now, like, you know, he's not like, you know, the richest nigga out, you know, and we was down together, so, mm-hmm. but, you know, like, if I'm up, I ain't never gonna shoot him down, you know, like, kick a nigga when he's down.
You're a good bitch.
I am a good bitch. And, you know, exactly. and it has to be a connection. It has to be, like, sincerely, like, you know, this is my nigga, this is who I'm rocking with. Because you can't do that with any and everybody.
Yeah, yeah.
Like, if it's some any nigga that you done just fucking or whatever, mm-hmm. hell fucking no. Bitch, if you're not paying, bitch, get the fuck away from me. But it's just, it's levels in this relationship.
Mm-hmm. No, I definitely feel you. Like, my ex, he, you know, I met him. He really didn't have much. His family was, like, helping him. But would I do that situation again? Fuck out of here.
Right,
no,
right,
no.
Right.
Like, when you come meet me, nigga, you better be a fucking established bitch. I'm not helping nobody build shit.
Because you ain't no half-ass bitch. So.
Yes, I'm not, like, at this point in my life, I'm like, I'm trying to level up. But at the same time, I'm not a basic bitch. So, no, you better come and meet me with some criteria. Mm-hmm, I'm not right. about to fucking help you.
Right.
Nigga, if you ain't got no car, don't talk to me.
Right.
If you don't, you know what I'm saying? It's just the basic things in life. It's just like, no, 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 no.
And I feel like when you build a nigga up, he will leave your ass.
Exactly.
No,
like, yeah, no, he
leave
will.
Your ass for a white girl.
This is in the Bible. He will leave your ass. And I've seen that. Like, I've seen that. Like, I be on Twitter. Like, niggas be real as shit on there. And I've seen that, like, you build a nigga up and, you know, you help him get to this point in his life. And then as soon as he get to that point.
Shut shit on you.
Yeah. And it's just like when you fuck with an ugly nigga and he starts
saying. Oh, bitch.
Like,
that's why you can't fuck nigga. With ugly niggas.
Yeah.
That's
but see, that's my problem. I like fucking with ugly. I used to please. Like fucking with ugly niggas.
Why?
Because I used to feel
why?
Like, oh, he's ugly, he's gonna treat me better.
No,
like,
I got
here. No, that's what you worse.
Then right. type of niggas get a couple months, like get a couple dollars and then try to shit on you, but
yeah.
you're still ugly.
Uh-huh.
Fuck out of here. Mm-hmm. Don't do no ugly nigga and don't do no fat nigga. That's against the law.
So you don't like big niggas?
No.
Ashley, you don't like big niggas?
Okay, so my first was like kind of chubby,
mm-hmm.
and I swear to God, that nigga was sweating on me. I
No,
fuck a fat nigga.
No.
Swear to God, I will never fuck a fat nigga again in
no, ever did, never have, and never will.
I fucked that husky nigga. Ooh, like, no. But that's my first.
No, he was my first too.
Yeah, he was my first. So I didn't. He was ugly. He was so ugly. He had braces. He was black. And the only good thing about him is he knew how to dress, and he had nice waves.
You know who she said he reminded her of?
Who?
Remember our trip we just took?
Who y'all was staying with? Looked just like him. Let me show you his picture, Penny. Let me show you his picture. Look, just dance like him. The whole dress like him. Like, that's how he is. And that's why when I seen him, I was like, because I see he was my friend on Facebook. He looked just like him. He reminded me of him. But he was my first. I didn't care.
When you like that, you know, my first was straight out of high school. You know, it was like whatever.
First was out of high school too.
But he was kind of husky, and he wasn't there all the way. Like, mentally, this nigga, every time I tried to break up with him, he was like, I'm going to kill myself.
Bitch, bye.
No. Okay. No, and I used to fall for that. Yeah, exactly. I used to always fall for it.
And I used to always tell you, like, no, leave that nigga alone.
But that's my last time. That's a form of control.
Yeah.
Right. And then I met my baby daddy, and I was like, fuck you, bitch.
Oh, you like trying to, that's a form of trying to control this him. Just keep clicking through his pictures. But they posed the same, thing. He was ugly as fuck. But I'm mad cool with his mom. Yeah. Like, his mom called me his daughter.
Oh, you got a stepmom. You got bitches got moms. And then you got a relationship.
Mother-in-law. Like, still go out to eat with her and everything. Yep.
You
to this
get
day.
You get back then.
He had braces and all of that. He corny. He's corny.
I'm not feeling him.
Not feeling him at all. He was my first. Like, with him was the first time I ever tasted like cum.
Really?
It was so disgusting. Like, but he was fat, so he ate mad bullshit, so it was nasty. So, like.
Sick.
Yeah. Well, I was 16. Like, 16.
Tasting cum.
Yes.
Bitch, I just did that at fucking 25.
Yes.
how old I was?
20.
No, let me see. When the first time I sucked it? Let me see. Oh, it was my first one.
Right.
I was 16.
But I wasn't tasting no.
No, I was sucking no dick, but I'm just saying I wasn't.
I jumped off the porch early. Yes, very early. It was just like,
right.
It was like kind of like 20 for me, 21.
Wow. Yep, I was 16, and I remember, like, his mom used to be upstairs. His mom used to be upstairs.
And we
used
to see his nigga.
Yes, and it was like, oh, my God. But then once I started moving on to other niggas.
You started swallowing theirs, too?
Not all of theirs, but some of theirs. And then it's
we
like,
could niggas, be best friends.
Niggas that worked out, theirs is a little bit, tastes a little bit better. As opposed
that's the only
to, like,
thing I would taste.
Fat niggas. Yeah, fat niggas. Bad niggas that eat McDonald's, Wendy's, and fucking Longhorns and Applebee's and all of that shit.
Nasty.
Yeah, his was really nasty. It was really nasty, but I didn't know no better.
Look at you swallowing that cum. TKG, I like that.
You know what, Penny? Yeah, so I jumped off the porch a little bit early.
I was a late bloomer, but I was ready.
But for this bitch to be a late bloomer and me to be fucking 2 years old before her, she fucking bypassed me.
So it was like I was late, but that don't mean nothing because
that really don't mean nothing because I got stuck at a standstill for 7 years.
So do y'all like? Are y'all comfortable telling y'all body count with niggas if they ask?
Bitch, yeah, I do. I don't my care. Mom, because you got the little immature body, but my mom. My mom told me never, ever, ever tell a nigga how many niggas you been with.
She why?
Like,
why is that?
She's feeling the same here just like me. So
you
why?
You don't know that. She might have her whole face. She just probably wasn't telling me. My true. Shit is like, no. Like, you would never true. Bring that shit up and try to, you know, oh. I lie anyway, so bitch, I don't even know what number I told my boyfriend. I just gotta remember the next time you asked me.
Right.
No, never.
Because, you know, moms, like, when we was younger, you know, it was a different time. Right. It was the 90s. Right. Yeah. And I remember I went through my mom's phone one time. Her old phone, when I seen her pictures, I was so disgusted. Like,
seriously,
I was like, what is you doing? It was like pictures, like nudes.
Seriously?
Yes, you know them little cover ups that girls be wearing? It looked like the Jamaican colors. It's a net. My mom had that on. I was like, bitch, take the phone. nipples out. I said, Mommy, what is this? Oh, you shouldn't have been looking through my phone. Why was you taking pictures like that? You was 30 something. But then I had to realize, like, we 26, 27, 28. Right. I'm 25. So it's like, it's different. And that's what I was trying to talk about in the last podcast. Like, when dudes be like, oh, my mom told me this. And it's like, your mom still could have been a basic bitch. Mm-hmm. Like, just
because your mom could have been a fucking
Just because your mom said it, that doesn't mean it's right. Like, it's some stuff that my mom told me that she was mad right about. Like, that bitch ain't your friend, blah, blah, blah. And it's other stuff my mom was totally fucking wrong about. So it's just like, you gotta pick and choose.
But honestly, everything my mom told me was, like, totally right. Like, I'm a hard-headed ass bitch. Mm-hmm. I would never listen to my mom. My mom always gotta feel it before I'd be like, damn, you was fucking right. Every situation, every nigga, she like, bitch, that's not for you. I'd be like, no, you hating. No, leave me alone. I'm in love. That bitch be like, told you stupid.
That's how it was with my ex. Yeah. She's like, you need to leave him alone. It's like, bitch, it's not that easy. Like, you like, and the thing with like older ladies, they be in their 40s and stuff. They don't give a fuck. They can move the fuck on and find somebody else. Like, they like, they don't care. Right. Yeah, but it's like, when you in between that 16 stage up until like almost your 30 stages, but you kind of get, once you get 25, you kind of start realizing shit. Yeah. Like, you know, it's so many niggas out here, and that's what niggas don't realize. Like, it's mad dick out here. I don't need to be stuck on
yours. That's when a nigga have to realize, like, that's when, like, when a woman finally realized, like, you know, the worth thing, you know, like, you know, like, bitch, you not even it, you know, you not even that lit. That's when niggas start acting stupid, call it back and back. So
and I just feel like, yeah, you're right, that's totally right. I was reading something like that. Like, it's this blog that I follow, it's this dude that writes it, it's called blackgirlsareeasy.com.
Black girls are easy.
Yeah, right. And he was, and a lot of bitches was mad because of the title. And he said that it's written by a man, and he talks about like damaged girls and why you feel like you can't find a man and like the mistakes that you're making and shit like that. And it talked about like how we all are attracted to certain types. Like my type, like I like, my type is bad. Like I like niggas that like, I like niggas that like will beat a bitch up. like if she at me, my nigga gonna jump in. Like,
oh, no, no, I get what you're saying, but not beat your ass.
But don't be me.
That's totally
But you know, it's that thin line to where you might do some shit, bitch. Now he done snatched your wig off. Now you fucked up. So it's just like, sometimes you gotta change your change your type. And I feel like that's why I'm single, because my type is just...
No, that's why I said my best friend, she's married, right? So I sent her a picture, it's a little meme that I seen on Facebook, and it was like, the reason I'm single is because I still fucking, I'm still following my type. And I'm like, yes, I really need to, like, because my type ain't shit. Like, these niggas really ain't shit. I feel like I can get married by next year if I fucking, you know, the African at the club, you know.
Right.
She's called an African. Like, this nigga really want to give me his whole fucking
the
life.
The ones that like her, that I like for her, she hates them.
And but that's how I am.
I dog them
that's
out.
That's how I am. The dudes that I like, they like me, but only for certain reasons. And then it's like niggas that's like so annoying, they be like, please, I just want to take you out,
and
I
want to do this. The best one.
But you kind of got to be careful with them, because I met this nigga at Sonic. I don't give a fuck if he hear this shit. This nigga was crazy
as
fuck.
I feel like I met him the other day too.
You probably did.
Tell me a story.
This nigga's crazy as fuck. Okay, so I pull in, I'm at the drive thru, I'm like, you know, I don't even really eat fast food, but I'm like, fucking, I'm hungry. I probably was drinking earlier throughout the day. Had to go to work, so I had to sober up. And so I ordered dinner. I'm like, let me get some chicken tenders, blah, blah, blah. I'm like, D, I got blue cheese. He like, nah, this ain't the hood. So, like, I'm, like, intrigued. I'm like, oh, man, here we are. You know, this nigga talking shit about him. I'm like, let me get to the window. Let me see what this nigga looking like. He was like, but I can get you some buffalo sauce, blah, blah, blah. Head to the window. He like, you know, what? He's like, oh, you so beautiful, da, da, da. You look like a Barbie now. But then I should have known, because he was like, and I usually don't even like dark skinned girls.
Oh,
that right there, well, like a strike one.
Yeah, that was strike two. Why'd you give me a half ass compliment?
Exactly. He was like, but you know, you different, blah, blah, blah. So he like, you know, pull over. So I'm like,
pull over.
Yeah, so you know, I'm liking niggas like that, like, bitch, pull over.
Right.
So he like, pull over, and you better not leave either. And I got my food for free. So I'm like, all right, fuck it. I'm gonna see what this nigga talking about. Break bout over. Right. Like, I don't even give a fuck. It's been 20 minutes. So I pull over. He come outside. He like, you know, what's your name? Blah, blah. Call me. Da, da, da. Give him my number. He like, y'all just did 8 years. Like, yes. Like, just the mad shit that should have had me run away.
Right.
Yeah. He like, y'all did 8 years. And this, that, and the third. I'm like, for what? I'm like, would you kill somebody? He was like, shit, might as well. He's like, nah, but it's robbery, just blah, blah. So I'm like, You know, and the last nigga that I was fucking with that had some attempted murder shit. But, so I'm like, oh, okay. So I'm like, I go to work, whatever. Ain't saying nothing to the nigga. I ain't get his number. He got mine. He texted me literally like 10 minutes later.
That was the blah, blah, blah.
Exactly. So my partner at work, like, what took you so long? I'm like, you know, I was talking to this nigga, blah, blah, blah. He got my number. So I leave my phone at the little machine. And he like, oh, the nigga texting you so fast. That's crazy. You know, he crazy.
Right.
So my partner like, nah, nigga shouldn't text you right then and there. He know you at work. Blah. So I'm like, oh, you hating. You know, I'm like, oh, you just hating. No. This nigga was a fucking psycho. Like, this nigga was a psycho. So he like, you know, I'm going to take you out, blah, blah, blah. So I'm like, all right. When you gonna pick me up? Oh, my car got totaled. So now I'm already iffy. So I'm like, okay. I'm like, what happened to your car? Oh, I got into an accident. So he sent me a picture of him and his car trying to prove himself, whatever, whatever. So I'm like, all right, cool. So that was like strike two after the light skin and shit, plus the car shit. Then the next day, he FaceTimed me without an appointment. Bitch, don't FaceTime me. Mind you, I said I just woke up. Why you FaceTime me? That's weird. So that was strike three already. So now I'm kind of annoyed. But it's like, I feel like he got good dick. So I'm just going to, you know, continue.
You felt like that because he was crazy?
Yeah. And he had the beard and shit. Uh-huh. So, you know, so I'm like, all right, whatever. So then I'm like, all right, cool. So we go out to dinner. We went to this little Asian seafood spot, whatever. So he like, oh, so he on the phone and I'm like, you know, what's going on? Everything good? He like, yeah, my sister run drugs and, you know, my mommy bail money. It was so much drama. It was so much drama. And I'm like, you know, do you need to go home?
Right.
I was already mad because I had to pick you up.
Right.
So I was already feeling some type of way because I hate that. Every time I meet a nigga, he don't got a car. And it's so annoying.
Bitch, cut him off.
That's going to be the deal breaker from now on.
Right.
So he like, you know what, just eat whatever. We eat whatever. So we leave. And then, like, he like, what the fuck did he say? So I left. So the next day. Okay, Ashley. So the next day, he texts me. And he like, come see me. And I'm like, no. Like, you know, I work in Henrietta. I'm not about to. I work overnight. Why would I come out there? You know, right. Blah, blah. He like, why you can't come see me? I said, because I got to check on my mom, my grandma. My mom got MS. My grandma, that's my heart. So it's like, I got to check on both of them. This nigga says, oh, shaking my head. Bitch, I don't even know you. Like, I only knew you for about 3-4 days. So I just cut the nigga off completely. Yeah, never wrote right. Nothing. Never said right. Nothing. Never said nothing. So a couple hours later, he like, oh, you know, what's the problem? And I'm like, I wrote my long ass paragraph. I said, I haven't hit you up because, like, you asking too much of me and I just met you. You asking me to come see you and this. Bitch, I don't want to come to Sonic. Right. Like, you probably not even the manager, how you say. You probably lying. So it's just like, yeah, and he was cute. He was really cute. And I feel like he was just fucking, oh. I mean, a bitch text him, but that's not even a problem. The problem is when a bitch text him, it was a name like my baby or something.
No, man.
So I press him. I'm like, oh, who, you know, who that? You know, because I don't want drama. Because, you know, every time I fuck with a nigga, he got a bitch lingering in the background.
Right.
Or he in a relationship. So I'm like, you know, who that? He's like, oh, that's just my friend, da 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 da. So I'm like, you know, if that's your friend, why you got her? And then the fucking profile picture was of them two together. Like,
that's your bitch.
They both ain't have no shirt on.
Oh, that's your bitch on the bed.
Yeah, exactly. So after that, it was body. And then, like, he tried to make it up. He was like, you know.
Boyfriend is. And he the devil a little bit, but he ain't like the devil. You get it?
Yeah.
I feel like, you know, he meet you in the middle.
Yeah, he do.
Right.
He do.
Right.
But that's good.
Right, that's how it's supposed to be. Right. Unfortunately, I haven't that shit yet.
I want you to get your back blown out, Ashton.
For
So I just want to say thank you. What is his name? Ty Disrespectful. This is Freaky Ty.
All right, I hope you're listening.
Penny, don't fuck none of them students. Not bad if you start teaching old, you know, older kids. Ashley, you know what? I don't even know what to say. So, but thank y'all for coming.
Thank you for having me, babe.
Mm-hmm. I appreciate it.